The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon. We'll begin. This is the March 3rd, 2022 TRPA Hearings Officer virtual meeting. My name is Andrew Strain, and I'll be serving as the Hearings Officer today. I will now call the meeting to order. The second item on our agenda is the approval of today's agenda. I will ask the staff if there are any suggested changes to our agenda today. All right, hearing none, I will go ahead and approve the agenda as it's been published and listed for public hearing items and other matters. Item three on today's agenda are the public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, please note that public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on our agenda. Item four is the announcement of appeal rights. Any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA website. Item five are our public hearing items today. We'll begin with item 5A, the Pipkin Land Capability Challenge, located at 843 State Line Avenue in the city of South Lake Tahoe, California. The assessor's parcel number is 029-010-013, and the TRPA file number is LCAP-2021-0302. Julie Roll, can you please give us an introduction and review of this item?
Sure. This is Julie Roll here. So this land capability challenge was reviewed on TRPA's behalf by Phil Scholes, one of our soils consultants. And just to start off, I don't have any changes to the staff report, and I've not received any public comment on this item. And normally I would have Phil give a little brief introduction. He was not able to make the hearing this week, so he actually gave me a little introduction for me to provide to you. So I'm just going to read that. This is a land capability challenge that reduces Class 1B and adds Class 7. A 1987 land capability verification determined the entire parcel to be Class 1B. However, the vicinity of the residence and backyard facing Lake Tahoe is an old barrier beach ridge that is roughly 5 feet higher than the high water line of Lake Tahoe. Since the barrier beach ridge is stabilized with very large Jeffrey pine trees, it cannot be a beaches or Elmira loamy coarse sand wet variant soil mapping. The soil sampling in the front and backyard found deep, somewhat to excessively drained soils that lack seasonal high water table or other restrictions. Since the slopes are 5% or less, such soils are classified as Class 7 per Table 4 of the Bailey Lane Capability Classification System. As is common with barrier beach landforms, there's often a swale or lagoon situated behind, in this case to the south, the barrier beach ridge. The swale on the property is poorly drained, as evident by soils containing redox features, which are basically iron stains, and these form only under wet conditions. This evidence of a high water table makes the swale qualify as Class 1B stream environment zone. In the past 10 years, several land capability challenges have been conducted on adjacent parcels and further to the west. All of them have had the same old stabilized barrier beach ridge that has been found to be either Class 6 or Class 7. Many of those challenges occurred on longer lots, so they had a Class 6 at the south end, then a band or swale of Class 1B, and then Class 7 for the barrier beach ridge. The subject parcel is only about half the length of the other parcels. So to the south end of the parcels, class 1B rather than 6. That is, the south end is the same swale that occurred on neighboring parcels. Ultimately, this land capability challenge has findings very consistent with other challenges completed in the vicinity. And that's all I've got.
Thank you, Julie. And thank you, Phil, too, for the explanation in detail.
Yes.
Is there anyone representing the applicant who's on the phone today?
Hi, my name is Melissa Bickenbach from Xline and Company, and we represent the applicant and property owner.
Melissa, any comment or input?
No, we do not have any comments, and we are pleased with the results of this challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Based on the explanation that Julie and Phil provided, I don't have any further questions on this item. That was very thorough and in detail. I'll open the public hearing at this point and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands if anyone would like to address the hearings officer on agenda item 5A. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And it looks like no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no additional public comment on this item, I will close the public hearing portion of it and take action on the project. Based on the information that's presented in the staff report, including the TRPA's findings, conclusions, and rationale, as well as the technical soils report that is an attachment to our staff report, I will approve the Pipkin Land Capability Challenge as it's been proposed. Let's move on then to item 5B, the Jedlowski Land Capability Challenge. Located 553 Lantern Court in Washoe County, that's in Incline Village, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 125-492-30. The TRPA file number is LCAP2021-0306. Julie Roll, will you please introduce this item and give us a summary of the proposal?
Sure. So this land capability challenge, the staff recommendation is to change from class 3 to class 4 and 6. This project was reviewed by Marcel Munnicki, who's one of our soils consultants. I do have a couple minor changes to the staff report. It's actually just fixing a couple errors. The first is on the first page under the heading background. It says a land capability verification and completed in 2005 verified the entire parcel as class 1A. It should say class 3, so we're changing that to 3. And likewise, on the next page, on page 2, in the table that summarizes the changes in land capability, that also says class 1A, and it's meant to say class 3, so making that adjustment as well. I have not received any public comment on this item, and we have Marcel on the line who can give a more detailed explanation or introduction to this item.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, Marcel, will you please give us an in-depth review of what you found during your site visit and your additional work on it?
Hi, Andrea. This is Marcel. This area is in Incline Village, where there's a large portion of area that was mapped as Oompa, which is a shallower soil, about less than 40 inches over like hard volcanic bedrock. And often in this area, we've been finding deeper soils without the bedrock evident in the pit or below 40 inches. In this case, there was two very large pits excavated and described by Sid Davis, and then I went back later with Gary Taylor and reviewed the pits, and there was no evidence of any bedrock or any root restrictions in the pit. And the soils turn out to be very similar to where they are within the range of the Jorge and Tahoma soils that are mapped in that area in the 2007 soil survey and nearby in the older soil survey. So because they're not shallow, they are greater than 40 inches, they are not class three, they change to class four and six based on the slopes. Any other questions?
And it looked like, Marshall, thank you. It looked like in image four in our staff report where a larger area of land capability districts are shown in map form. This is somewhat near the edge of the UME
right.
polygon or district. And this one's to be, as you're proposing it, based on the findings, we are going to move out of the UME. Is that correct? Out of the UME and into the JW series.
Yeah, that's correct. This is the old soil survey. I could right. have added the new soil survey, which would have had that mapped as JWE.
Okay.
So, so all the, I think the whole UME and the UMF there is probably mapped as Jorge in the new soil survey.
And you mentioned also that you've seen similar results in other capability challenges or soil investigations in this part of Incline Village. Did I hear that correctly?
Not exactly right in this area, but more like driver way, and there's a couple other more to the northeast of this area.
I see.
But it's
okay.
not uncommon. Yeah.
Thank you, Marshall.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any other further questions. Thank you for the update and for the report. Do we have someone representing the applicant on the line today?
Yeah, this is Gary Taylor. So I agree with what Marshall came up with regarding the land capability challenge.
Very good. Thank you, Gary. Any other comments?
No.
At this point, I will open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands to see if there's anyone who would like to provide public comment on item 5B. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now, and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing how we have no public comment on this item 5B, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, the TRPA findings, the conclusions, the rationale and determinations, and the technical soil study that is attached to the staff report, I will approve the Jedlowski Land Capability Challenge as proposed. We'll move on to item 5C now. The PLEO, maybe pronouncing that incorrectly, I apologize, Shoreline Protective Structure, located at 5460 Westlake Boulevard, Placer County, California. I believe that's in the Homewood Tahoma neighborhood. Assessor's parcel number is 097-164-004, and the TRPA file number is ERSP2021-0900. Paul Nielsen, I believe this is your item. Can you please give us a brief summary of the proposal?
Sure, yeah, thanks, Andrew. As you mentioned, this is over in Homewood. It's a flat site. Involves the reconstruction of an existing, very small revetment. I think you're familiar with this stretch of shoreline. There's really no bluffs over there, no steep backshore slopes. This is really just reinforcing sort of the interface between the gravelly beach area and the upland lawn sort of landscape area of the backyard. So the change in elevation in the back door here is really only something like maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet. And so it looks like sometime in the past, the property owners had, someone had placed some boulders to try and stabilize that transition there in topography. And over time, the waves have just, you know, it wasn't engineered. It wasn't really keyed in. It wasn't built to the type of standards that are required today. So over time, it's become destabilized through wave action, which is not uncommon for us to see in these older structures. So we now have a structure that was designed by a geotechnical engineer. It's about 3 feet wide, about 2.5 feet tall, which will be keyed in subsurface. There'll be some armoring below the gravel area to help stabilize and withstand some of that wave refraction that you get on those big storms with those north winds. So really it's a small revetment, as I pointed out in my staff summary. Jonathan Pease, the geotechnical engineer, has designed many of these structures you've seen over time being proposed, and we were able to make the findings regarding no impacts to the thresholds. In fact, there'll be some threshold improvement incrementally when we talk about reducing erosion, cutting down on sediment entering the lake, and there will be no sort of offsite impacts, which allow us to make the special use findings, the neighborhood compatibility findings. And that's it.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, the site photographs in our packet are very helpful, as well as the project plans and details that are also in the packet. Do we have anyone representing the applicant with us today?
Good afternoon. It's Jan Briscoe representing Mr. and Mrs. Plo on this project. We appreciate all of staff's time in getting us the to this point, and we are in agreement with everything in the permit and have no further comments and are happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jan. I don't have any other further questions of staff. I don't have any for the applicant and the applicant's representative. At this point, I'll ask Georgina to open the public hearing on item 5C and look for a show of hands from anyone who's with us today who would like to offer public comment. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now, and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments.
Andrew, while we're waiting to see if there's any public comment, I did not receive any written comment, no phone calls in response to the public notice.
Very good. Thank you, Paul.
And no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no public comment to be offered today on this item, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Paul has outlined a couple of steps in our staff summary, so bear with me for a minute to make sure I capture them all. Based on the information that we have received that are contained in the staff report that the applicant has provided, that staff analysis has done, including the initial environmental checklist, the other materials that were submitted, I will approve the motion to make the findings that are required, the Chapter 4 findings, the Chapter 21 and 81, special use findings, the Chapter 80 shore zone findings, the Chapter 84 the shoreline protective structure findings, and lastly the Chapter 85 erosion control and similar project findings, which are very well done and quite comprehensive as I read through them. We'll also make a finding of no significant effect based on this information that's been presented and is in the staff report. I will also then approve the project that's based on the conditions that are listed in the permit for the project. That's the draft permit that will be converted to a final TRPA permit. And that again is based on the staff report and the findings and the other information that's been submitted on behalf of the project. I believe I've covered everything for this item 5C. I'm sure that Marcia or Paul will let me know if I have omitted unintentionally a part of the approval package.
Well, you did good. This is Paul. I mistakenly put in there a motion. So you navigated past that. That was my mistake. Hearings officer doesn't make motions.
Right. I'd be making a motion to myself.
Just a little test for you. You passed. Thank you.
Oh, good. So thank you, Paul. You're right on the motion. Thank you. I appreciate that. And with those items addressed and approval, item 5C as presented is approved.
Thank you very much, Jan Briscoe.
Thank you, Jan. That brings us to item 6 on today's agenda, and that is the adjournment of the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for participating today in our hearings officer meeting. I will adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ending the meeting in 3, 2, 1.